Maya and the Friendship Front, Flip. The sunniest spot in Barksdale Dog Park was exactly 3 paw steps from the old oak tree, right where the grass was warmest and squishiest. That's where Maya lay, her golden fur glowing like honey in the afternoon sunshine. She stretched out all 4 legs and let out a deep, satisfied sigh. "Ah, this is the life," she said to herself, closing her eyes. "No distractions. No running around like a wild puppy. Just me, myself, and this perfect patch of sunshine." But the universe had other plans. "Mie! Mie! 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 Mie!" Something small and spotted came zooming across the grass like a furry rocket. It was Luna, her best friend, a beagle with more energy than a squirrel who'd eaten a whole birthday cake. Maya opened one eye. "Luna, I'm relaxing." "Relaxing is for cats." Luna bounced in a circle. "You know what's happening today? Do you know? The sun is shining." Maya yawned. "Cody is here." Luna did a front flip, her floppy ears spinning like helicopter blades. She landed perfectly on all 4 paws. "The coolest dog in the whole dog park." Maya's ears perked up. She tried to act casual, but her tail gave a little wag. "Oh, really? I hadn't noticed." "You are such a liar," Luna grinned. "You've been watching him for 3 whole weeks." Maya sat up and shook out her fur, trying to look dignified. "I have not been watching him. I've been observing him. There's a difference."
"Is the difference that you sigh every time he walks by?"
"I do not," Maya started, then caught herself. "Okay, fine. Maybe I think Cody's pretty cool. He's friendly and brave, and he always shares his tennis balls, even with the tiny puppies. But so what?" Luna's tail wagged so hard, her whole back end wiggled. "So, let's go talk to him."
"Absolutely not."
Maya lay back down in her sunny spot. "I'm perfectly happy right here."
"You want to be his friend, though, right?"
"Well, yes. But I can't just walk up to him. That's not how I work, Luna. I'm more of a wait for the perfect moment and let friendship happen naturally kind of dog." Luna tilted her head. "How long have you been waiting for that perfect moment?"
3 weeks.
"And how's that going?" Maya groaned and put her paw over her nose.
"Terrible."
Luna did another front flip, because why not? And landed right in front of Maya's face. "Listen, you're the smartest, sassiest, cuddliest dog I know, but you're also a tiny bit chicken."
"I am not chicken."
"Then prove it. Come with me. We'll think of a plan." Luna's eyes sparkled with mischief.
"A brilliant plan."
Maya knew that look. That look usually meant trouble. The last time Luna had that look, they'd ended up stuck in the tunnel slide for 20 minutes because Luna wanted to see if dogs could slide backwards. But Luna was also her best friend. And deep down, Maya really, really wanted to be friends with Cody.
"Fine," Maya said, standing up. "But nothing too crazy, okay?"
"Would I do anything crazy?" Luna asked innocently. "You literally just did a front flip for no reason."
"That's not crazy, that's styler."
They trotted across the dog park together. Cody was near the water fountain, playing fetch with his owner. He was a handsome German shepherd, with bright, kind eyes, and a tail that wagged like he was always happy to see everyone.
"Okay, here's the plan," Luna whispered. "We'll walk past super casual-like. Then, I'll do something funny to get his attention. When he comes over, you be charming and make a friend. Easy peasy."
"What kind of something funny?" Maya asked suspiciously. But Luna was already zooming ahead.
"Watch this!"
Luna shouted at the top of her lungs. Maya watched in horror as Luna raced toward the water fountain, picked up speed, and launched herself into not one, not two, but 3 front flips in a row. She landed with a splash directly in the fountain's water bowl. Water went everywhere. Dogs stopped playing. Owners looked up from their phones. Even the squirrels in the oak tree stopped chattering. Luna popped up from the fountain, completely soaked, with a huge grin on her face.
"Ta-da!" Cody's owner laughed. "That's quite a trick."
Cody trotted over, his tail wagging.
"Whoa, How did you do that? This was it. This was Maya's chance. She opened her mouth to say something cool and friendly and, I love to eat, Luna announced proudly, shaking water all over everyone. Do you have any snacks? I can smell a cookie in someone's pocket. Is it you? It smells like it might be you. Maya wanted to dig a hole and bury herself in it. Cody laughed. I don't have cookies, but you're funny. I'm Cody. I'm Luna, and this is Maya. She's my best friend, and she really wants to be your friend, but she's too shy to say it, so I said it for her. Luna beamed like she'd just solved world peace. Maya's face got hot under her fur. Luna! Cody looked at Maya with warm, friendly eyes. Really? That's awesome. I'd love to be friends. Wait, what? You would? Maya stammered. Yeah, I've seen you in your sunny spot. You always look so peaceful and happy. I wanted to say hi, but I thought maybe you didn't want to be bothered. Maya's ears shot straight up. You wanted to talk to me? Sure. You seem really cool. Plus, any dog who's friends with Luna has to be brave. He grinned at Luna, who was now eating grass for some reason. She's like a tornado with legs. I heard that, and I love it. Luna did another front flip. Maya felt something warm spreading through her chest, and it wasn't just from the sunshine. I thought you wouldn't want to be friends with me because I'm not, you know, super exciting. I mostly like cuddles and naps. Cody's tail wagged harder. Are you kidding? Cuddles and naps sound amazing. I run around all day, but sometimes I just want to lie in the sun with a friend. Really? Really, really? Luna bounced between them, spraying water droplets everywhere. This is the best day ever. Now we can all be friends. We can play fetch and do front flips and cuddle and eat snacks. Luna, you just ate breakfast, Maya laughed. That was hours ago. I'm a growing beagle. You stopped growing 6 months ago. Growing sideways counts. All three dogs burst out laughing. They spent the rest of the afternoon together. Luna taught Cody how to do a front flip. He could only manage half a flip before flopping on his side, but he tried very hard. Cody showed them his favorite digging spot by the fence, even though his owner kept saying, Cody, no. And Maya found a sunny patch big enough for all three of them to share. This is nice, Cody said, lying down next to Maya. I've wanted to do this for weeks. Me too, Maya admitted. I was just scared you'd think I was boring. Boring? You're the dog who just spent 10 minutes explaining to Luna why you can't actually eat clouds, even though they look fluffy and delicious. That's the opposite of boring. Luna rolled over, her tongue hanging out. But they look so tasty, like cotton candy. They're made of water vapor, Maya said patiently. Water is delicious. Vapor is just fancy water. My point stands. Cody laughed so hard he snorted. Maya felt her heart get even warmer. Making friends wasn't as scary as she thought. Maybe she'd been so busy waiting for the perfect moment that she'd forgotten the perfect moment is just any moment when you're brave enough to try. Hey, Maya, Luna said suddenly, sitting up. Yeah? Thanks for being brave today. Me? You're the one who jumped in a fountain. That wasn't brave. That was just Tuesday. Luna grinned. But you talked to Cody even though you were nervous. That's the really brave stuff. Cody nodded. She's right. Being scared and doing it anyway, that's what courage looks like. Maya felt proud and happy, and maybe just a little bit like she might start wagging so hard she'd lift off the ground like a helicopter. As the sun started setting and owners called their dogs to go home, something magical happened. Three more dogs trotted over to their sunny spot, a nervous poodle named Bella, a shy corgi named Peanut, and an excited puppy named Max, who couldn't sit still. Excuse me? Bella said quietly. We saw you all playing together, and it looked really fun. We were wondering if, maybe, could we play too? Luna jumped up immediately. Yes, everyone can play. I'll teach you front flips. But Maya noticed something. Bella looked nervous, just like Maya had felt earlier. Peanut was hiding a little behind Bella's curly fur. And Max, even though he was bouncing, kept looking at them like he wasn't sure if he was allowed to be excited. They all wanted to make friends. They were all a little scared, just like Maya had been. Maya stood up and walked over to them, her tail wagging gently. "We'd love to play with you. Making new friends is kind of our thing now. I'm Maya, and I'm really good at finding sunny spots and giving the best cuddles. What are you good at?" Bella's face lit up. "I can howl in perfect harmony. I can dig the fastest holes," Peanut said, his confidence growing. I'm still learning stuff," Max said, "but I try really hard." "Trying hard is the best skill," Cody said, walking over to join them. "I can't do front flips like Luna, but I try every day. Want to see me fall over again?" All the dogs laughed. Luna did a celebratory front flip. "Okay, new friends, who wants to play chase? Or we could practice howling? Or we could find more snacks. I vote snacks."
"You always vote snacks," Maya said, "because snacks always win." As the seven dogs played together, running and tumbling and laughing and making the kind of joyful noise that makes owners smile, Maya realized something wonderful. She'd started the day alone in her sunny spot, too nervous to talk to one dog. She was ending the day with six new friends. And it had all started because she'd been brave enough to try. Because Luna had pushed her, literally and figuratively. Because Cody had been waiting for someone to say hello. Because all of them, deep down, wanted the same thing, friendship.
"Maya," Luna called, doing yet another front flip. "Come play catch. Bella can throw the ball with her nose."
Maya ran to join her friends, her fur still warm from the sunshine, her heart warm from something even better. Later, when the stars started coming out, and it was finally, truly, time to go home, all seven dogs lay together in one big, cozy pile.
"Same time tomorrow?" Cody asked.
"Obviously," Luna said. "I have so many more tricks to show you. Can dogs learn to do backflips? I feel like we should find out."
"Please don't find out," Maya said, but she was laughing. Bella started howling, a beautiful musical sound. One by one, all the other dogs joined in, even Luna, who was slightly off-key but very enthusiastic. Their voices rose together into the evening air, telling the whole world about their friendship. Maya howled too, her voice mixing with all the others, and she thought, "This morning I was too scared to make one new friend. Tonight, I have six. All because I was brave enough to try." The next morning, Maya returned to her favorite sunny spot by the oak tree. But this time, she wasn't alone. Cody was already there, saving half the warm patch for her. Luna was doing front flips nearby, because of course she was. And running across the grass came Bella, Peanut, Max, and three more dogs who'd heard about the friendly group at Barksdale Dog Park.
"Room for more friends?" called a Dalmatian named Spots.
Maya's tail wagged so hard her whole body wiggled.
"Always."
Because here's what Maya had learned. The best sunny spots are the ones you share. The best adventures are the ones with friends. And the best version of yourself is the one that's brave enough to say hello. Even if your crazy best friend has to do three front flips into a fountain first.
"Mila!" Luna shouted. "Watch this! I'm going to do four flips."
"Luna, no!"
Splash. Maya looked at Cody. Cody looked at Maya. They both burst out laughing.
"Want to go rescue her?" Cody asked.
"Obviously," Maya said. "That's what friends do."
And together, with their tails wagging and their hearts full, they ran toward the fountain, toward Luna, toward laughter, toward friendship. Toward everything that makes being brave absolutely, completely, wonderfully worth it. The end.